This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Take it back, take it way back, take it way, way back to the first episode. Long ago, before there was a show, no advice for the people lost in life. Take it back, take it way back, take it way, way back to the first episode. At the very moment when they look around and say, "Fuck it, I'ma do what's wrong." Take it back, take it way back, take it way, way, way back to the first episode. Long ago, before there was a show, no advice for the people lost in life. Take it back, take it way back, take it way, way back to the first episode. At the very moment when you look around and say, "Fuck it, I'ma do what's wrong." Yo, everybody need to know the show. Gotta listen to it now, you know. Yeah, it's hosted by Jake and Amir. You know they always be there listening like a prayer. Yo, got a problem, they might care. And if not, then they know they will always be fair. Ha! Send a problem to them. Try to help you get it through. Always helping you do you. Listen to this, I will you.
Whoa, Justin Goncalves.
Justin, oh, he's back.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Yeah, you said it sounded like you rapping
at one point. The part where there's like, yeah.
Well, you
yeah,
think every rapper kind of sounds like you.
Well, I sound a little bit like Kendrick and a little bit like Drake.
Yeah, you're Kendrick like a mix of Kendrick, Drake, and like the Daniel Stern and the Wonder Years doing the voiceover.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's cool. That's basically Ja Rule.
Jake. Yeah, my favorite rapper.
Murder.
That's good. I remember that Wonder Years episode where
Can
Paul
Pfeiffer.
Can I
interrupt you real quick?
Sure.
In my head,
yeah,
there's Jake and Amir.
Correct.
Cool.
Right?
Thank you.
Now,
you don't have to say any more than that. We do appreciate that.
Okay, let's
that's
move
enough.
On.
Yeah. Really? Ben Schwartz, in case you guys didn't recognize
which Ben Schwartz? There's a lot of them. Tell them which one.
The one and only.
No, there's a bunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a guy who illustrates. There's a writer who's Ben Schwartz.
You're the writer.
We're the guy who illustrates.
I'm the guy who illustrates for the New Yorker, who seems to be a lovely guy, by the way. I've direct messaged with him on the internet, and I think his work is really good.
Have you ever asked him for your username? Does he have Ben Schwartz?
No, what does he have? I don't know what he has.
Because you're rejected jokes across all platforms.
I am rejected jokes on Insta and tweets, and that's it. Haven't really done Snapchat anymore. I kind of stopped.
Snapchat is kind of falling out of favor.
I don't do much Facebook either, but you guys are big on there, right?
I hate Facebook and Snapchat.
I think Twitter and Instagram are my top two, then Facebook, then Snapchat.
Why Twitter above Instagram?
Because for like news and sports and stuff like that.
Oh, what you use? I'm all Instagram all day. I hate everything else.
You don't do Instagram, do you?
I personally don't Instagram a lot, but when I do, it's gold.
Do you want to tell everybody that you got LASIK, or is that too personal?
No, we talked about it last episode. Probably too much.
Yeah. we went over in depth how he got it and how he felt, how scared he was.
Well, Ben hasn't heard that episode. I'll talk about it again.
All right.
This is the first full day that you have that you could see. So I'm going to put up a certain amount of fingers, and you tell me how many I'm holding up.
Sweet.
That's one.
Are you going to...
Oh,
you
my God. Yeah, they're up right now.
Oh, really?
For real?
I'm
4 feet away from you.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, so I don't see super clearly. I can't really see fingers, but I can like read signs.
Yeah. I see the flaps. The flaps didn't heal.
Ew, really?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's not a lens?
I can peel it off sort of like a hangnail.
Oh, God.
And now I can hold it up to my eye and see out of it like a spyglass.
I believe I can hold it up to my eye.
Nice.
I believe I can touch my cornea.
Nice.
Can't do R. Kelly stuff now, though.
Really?
I think there's a lot of backlash.
All right, I'll bleep that out.
Okay.
Would you ever get LASIK, Ben?
I'm a little bit nervous about it.
I think you're the perfect candidate because you use contact lenses. You don't even like your glasses.
I like my glasses. How dare you?
But you like the way you look without glasses.
What if my glasses are listening to this? You're honestly an asshole.
You don't wear glasses very often is what I'm saying.
And I wear glasses at nighttime and before and when I wake up.
That's right. And your
and
vision
weekends.
And your vision is even worse than mine. So like you...
What's your vision?
I'm a minus three.
Oh, wow. You're nothing, dude.
Yeah, you're minus
I'm
fours.
Minus four, minus... What were you? Ooh. You were nothing.
I was like minus one and a half in each eye.
Yeah, then why did you even get LASIK?
Because I couldn't read signs. I couldn't drive at
night. You got to be perfect. Aryan race, you got to be perfect.
I had to wear glasses to watch TV and go to movies and go to sporting events, and I always forgot them.
With a 1.5?
Yeah.
God, imagine what me and Amir are like.
I can't. I really can't.
So why wouldn't you get LASIK, Ben? I'll pay for it.
I'm a little bit
it.
Nervous. Same
I'll pay
reason.
For it.
Oh, how much is it? How much was it? Does insurance cost it?
Well, let's bleep this part out, but it was $19,000.
Oh, my God.
No, it was $4,000.
Oh, my God.
It was $4,000.
Okay, that's expensive.
That's expensive.
But that's a life-changing surgery.
Yeah, you can
get... Does anything cover it? Does health insurance cover it?
No, it's totally elective. You can get
For $4,000, I can get a really shitty car. Why do I need to see better?
LASIK. You can get cheaper. You can get LASIK for like
$1,000. Yeah, but you
want
to go to that hot shot doc.
I wanted the real shit. I also got the lasers instead of the fucking blades.
Oh, yeah, you told me. So you didn't have to like... You feel good.
I feel great.
I went to the doctor yesterday.
Sorry to interrupt, but I went to the doctor yesterday and I have better than perfect vision. I got my follow-up.
2015, you said?
2015.
Unbelievable, Jake.
I don't like the phrase better than perfect vision. So
I do.
Perfect vision would be whoever is number one. So if Jake doesn't have the best vision in the world, which he doesn't.
Well, by mathematical standards and how they measure your vision, which is 2020 being the best.
I'm just saying there shouldn't be better than perfect.
I spent $4,000, so I like better than perfect.
I agree.
All right, that feels pretty damn good.
Whoa, Jake.
Oh, you're crying. You cannot cry. You can't cry.
It's worse than perfect.
I also have to get deviated septum surgery. I can barely breathe out of my nose.
Really?
Yeah. One of my nostrils is always clogged.
What do they do for that? They just like...
They go inside your nose.
There?
So there's like a part of my nose, the inside the nose, I guess, like it's like, I don't know, like some bones are touching. I don't know what's going on.
Air
can't travel through one of them. So when I breathe.
Do you mouth breathe during the night?
I don't snore very much.
No, but I'm saying, is your mouth open when you sleep?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes
when you have a deviated septum, isn't it easier for you to get like, sinus infections?
Yes, I got when I was maybe 4 years ago, I got strep pneumonia.
two diseases?
From because the...
strep pneumonia and gum disease.
It was gingivitis. No, but it was...
strep
and
pneumonia?
It didn't go away forever. It was so annoying. But I had like so I have to get that surgery, but I'm terrified of it, so I haven't gotten it. Although I've had a bunch of friends that have gotten it recently, and have all come out being like, it changes your life. Like,
I kind of want to do it, because I breathe through my mouth. I'm wondering... The problem is you have no point of reference. You don't know how easy it is for other people.
You can go to a doctor, and they can tell you if your septum is...
Well, yeah, they take an x-ray. That's how you find out.
But if my nose is like just like everybody else's, and I'm just being a little whiny about it...
See, that's what's part of me also, because I'm like, if I don't think about it, I don't remember it.
That's right.
And then the second I remember it, I'm like, oh my God, I can't breathe.
Okay. But if somebody gave me the option...
Because like that's how I felt about LASIK, and it really is night and day. I feel like a brand new person.
Wow, that's amazing.
Also, when
you dress different too. You're wearing a cape.
Yeah, I am gingivitis. When I was in high school, a couple girls got septum, like deviated septum surgery.
Oh.
But it was sort of like...
Oh, nose job.
It was like a low-key nose job.
Yeah,
they like came back and their noses were just smaller.
That many people would probably say I should probably do something about it. But when I talked to the guy about it, I was like, just inside. Don't touch my schnoz.
Yeah,
this is what I was born with. This is what I gotta live.
This is my
with.
Money maker.
This is it. Even if you change it, I'm not gonna look way better. So why change it?
Do they have to break your nose to do the deviated septum thing?
I know they go inside and they chip away at something.
Yeah.
The doctor punches you in the face.
Yeah, he just punches you. And it could be like a basketball injury that made it happen, like getting hit in the nose.
Oh, that's
you
cool.
Know.
You could wear a mask like Rip Hamilton.
Oh, remember Rip Hamilton?
Yeah.
A bunch of basketball players have recently worn masks, but you chose like Kyrie.
Yeah. R.I.P. Rip Hamilton, right?
Rip he's still Hamilton. Alive.
Yeah, but still a good point.
What makes you tick, Jake?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought about it.
Can I tell you what I think it is?
Yeah, sure.
Honestly?
Mm?
Love.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
You think I operate just like purely out of love?
Yeah. I think you're like a love machine.
Huh.
I'm like a love machine.
Here we go.
And I don't know anybody but you.
Come on, babe.
Jake, take it, Jake.
I'm a love machine.
Ow, ow.
Really?
Ow. One second.
Your flaps are all, your flaps.
Yeah, it's my cornea. Fuck. It's not my voice. I actually have perfect pitch.
Oh. Wow.
But I can't see.
What is your
see.
Pitch 2015?
Yeah. Nice.
Better than perfect.
Whoa. BTP? Can I talk about the wine down here?
Feels like a good time. Oh, yeah.
I did a podcast for that was me hosting it.
We'll do plugs at the end.
Okay. It was so me hosting it, and I had comedians on, and Jake and Amir came on.
In addition to the comedians?
We came on two episodes.
Comedians.
Do you think we had the best
You did
episodes?
Three. It ended up being three. Thanks for listening.
Wow.
Because you did two, but then we made one of them was so long because you guys wouldn't shut the fuck up.
We were doing the chipmunk bit for a very,
very long
time.
I had to erase so much stuff.
You erased the chipmunk bit?
I have higher ups to please. But
the chipmunk stuff made it in. It's the bunghole stuff that got cut.
Oh, yeah. We did a whole long run about bungholes. But I think
all
it's really good.
All the bungholes got cut?
Not all the bungholes. Of course not. But it's Jake and Amir, Scott Aukerman. It's basically your competition. Kate Berlant, Eugene Cordero, and Laura Moses, who I wrote a book with called Things You Should Already Know About Dating, You Fucking Idiot. And we get experts on every single episode, and we talk about wine, and it's basically a comedy podcast with wine. And here I am plugging it here on this podcast, and I'm very excited to do so. And there's
who
only seven episodes.
Guest?
Huh?
Who was your favorite guest?
Ooh,
excluding me and Amir, obviously.
No, because... I'm gonna include you guys.
Well, you can exclude us because I don't want
I'm not going to do it in order, but who I say last is definitely the worst.
Okay.
So Scott Aukerman's up there, of course. Comedy Bang Bang's a classic podcast.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked it out, delete this right now and go to that.
You don't have to talk about Comedy Bang Bang.
And then, I mean, Kate Berlant is a genius.
Kate Berlant is a genius.
And then rounding out your top three.
Laura Moses, unbelievable. Eugene Cordero was on fire. Fire.
That's cool. And then rounding out your top four, top five.
Well, top one is me and you because he said it's excluding me.
No. I said it's including. I'll get
really?
I just the one that I hated the most. I put last.
Okay. And then what
and
are we
here
down
comes,
to?
Picking up the rear. Only one left.
Okay.
Jake and Amir.
Oh, so Amir was dead last.
Yeah, Jake's number one.
Loser.
Hey, if we do another season, do you guys want to come on?
Hell yeah. We went to fucking Napa.
We went to Napa.
It was great.
Everybody was happy.
Yeah.
We had such a good... Do you remember that dinner? That dinner was so fucking good.
We had a great time. I enjoy Jake and Amir. Half the reason why I do this is because I'm worried about you guys.
What's that?
Yeah. I'm just worried about you guys. You know what I mean?
No. Oh, you want to talk about how I've sort of added a little vice into your life?
Oh, yeah. The Wind Down, it's called.
No.
The podcast
I'm talking
is called
about,
The Wind Down.
I'm talking about
and
how I'm like
so
been a bad influence
on you. It's Gallo Wines and me hosting it and then Jake
what I've
and
been doing
just
sort of like
so if you like this
urge
podcast,
you into a life
it's almost,
of sin
I think
a little
we get the
bit.
Same numbers already as this podcast.
You want to talk about
so
how
it's
I've been
like,
sort of like been
the
little devil on your shoulder
and all
sort of convincing you to be doing something quasi-legal?
Let's take the first question.
What's the vice?
There's no vice. You know, I've never done drugs before.
Yeah. But, and so what was I able to convince
oh,
you to
Amir
do?
Is a huge gambler. Is that what you're talking about?
Are we talking about our little side hustle?
Don't say our. I've never clicked the goddamn button.
Oh,
I'm Ben's fucking bookie.
No way.
Ben owes Amir money so he can gamble for you.
No, I've never exchanged
exactly
money to Amir in my life. Is
because
that true?
Because we've never lost. winner, winner.
Whoa, chicken
blender for dinner.
You guys took the Rockets last game?
No, of course not. We don't bet, first of all. Amir has a problem, and I just try to get him through it by helping him and giving him advice.
Okay, great. So can I have the winnings back?
Spent it.
I love that shit.
You know what I really enjoy more than anything?
Yeah.
Tell us.
A cool cup of Joe.
That's
You're
nice.
Drinking water.
You don't drink caffeine.
Oh, you guys don't call water Joe? I get my water from this guy Joe on the street.
Really? I hate that.
Yeah, he makes his own spring water.
How does he make spring water?
He goes to the spring
water comes from a so he doesn't make it, he just picks it
up. Oh, how does Evian make spring water?
They go to the spring, I guess.
Yeah, so what are you yelling at me for? I'm your friend. Is that a wrap? I feel like we did enough.
We haven't done anything. We haven't even
song with Justin Goncalves.
We haven't started the show yet. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by me and Jake. Sometimes it's just us, sometimes we have our friends in the world, and today we have
The Wine Down is with a wine expert, me.
Ben, we already talked about the Wine Down.
Oh, Happy Anniversary is on Netflix if you guys want to check it out. It's a movie with me.
Another,
Noel Wells.
That's awesome.
It's an original movie. You can
but
watch
right
that
now,
for free.
I gotta ask you. Do
things
you, have a,
you should
yeah.
already know about dating, you fucking idiot.
Do you have
this
a guy's
is just a plug.
Book.
This is just
it is
a fucking...
book that I wrote with Lauren Moses. 100 of these great
what
tips.
What is this, a PR press
about dating,
tour?
We have a 20-year-old from
like
Perth,
that.
Australia.
DuckTales. And also, by the way, if you're catching up with DuckTales, I play Dewey also. We just
you know
had Darkwing
like?
Duck on the show.
This is
I don't know if you guys remember Darkwing Duck. We had Gizmo Duck by Lin-Manuel. And the original Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
There you go.
Yeah, I love
better watch out, you bad boys. Darkwing Duck. Hit it. Let's get dangerous.
All right, advice time. Ready?
When you're in trouble, you call DW.
What do you say?
When you're in time for our podcast.
Jeffy from the Shadows. Oh, also Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I play Leo.
Awesome.
Really?
Leonardo. I'm the blue one.
You're
I play the blue
one?
Thing and everything.
Good
shit. Yeah.
We're going through your IMDb right now. This sounds like the end of Terminator 2, where he turns into all the guys at the end as he's melting.
You must not have
you
seen
just
Terminator
sort of
2.
Melting into different plugs, just shouting them at random as the synapses in your
brain. There's
got
to be something else we should chat about.
You're going to like this question. It's creative.
You're going to like the way this question. I guarantee it.
20-year-old from Perth, Australia. Give me an Australian's name. Male.
Oh, sure. Chance.
Yeah.
Philanthropy.
That's nice.
That's a nice one.
If by chance you're into philanthropy, you'll love this question from Chance Philanthropy. He's a 20-year-old from Perth, Australia. I work a very boring job and have been doing so for over a year.
Boring job!
In high school, I loved music and film, and now I'm starting to write again, and I wanted to start filming something. My question is, what kind of cameras do you use? And also, when do you feel like you are the most creative? And when do you do your best writing? Love, Chance. When do you do your best writing, Ben?
And what kind of camera do you use?
Yeah, Ben, what kind of camera do you use firstly?
It matters what we're doing. It matters what the budget is. If you have a big enough budget and you're not paying for it for yourself, oftentimes we'll try to get the Alexa or the Red. But if you're just shooting, I find those little Canons, the 5Ds work. There's all sorts of fun little guys that
Even
I
our
use.
iPhone, we've been shooting stuff on our iPhone.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet. But there are some very inexpensive. There's these boxy ones also that I use. I forget what it's called. That are very inexpensive to rent. There's a wonderful DP I use called Andy Riz, and I don't remember what the name of the cameras he bought or
that's,
he took.
That's okay. You just use Andy.
But
he uses the
this
camera.
Guy should just you can find friends that want to be directors.
Oh, listen,
DPs,
if we're not talking, if you're not personally, because Amir just asked me what did I use, so I'm just saying that. If as me as a human being when I'm using stuff, if you want to film something, literally take your camera, put it sideways, and film something. We are in a world where all the things are at your fingertips. When Jake, Amir, and I were coming up, or even when they were working on College Humor, we did not have the ability to shoot real good HD video. So it was hard to do it all ourselves. But now not only can you shoot it, you can use iMovie or you could use anything you want to edit it. And you could do sound. Like there's everything is at your fingertips. It almost becomes like a skill set you have to know now in order to excel in the field, I would say.
Yeah. Do you remember like your first internet video and how difficult it was to create?
It was me and Jenna Jameson.
awesome.
No.
She's the GOAT.
Is she? I heard her views are a little bit whacked out now, right?
Really?
I don't know. I haven't following it.
I don't know either. I don't really know what her opinions on stuff are.
Don't you love porn actresses? Isn't that your thing?
I do, yeah. But I don't like love what they are about in their day-to-day life. I'm not interested in their
What was your first viral video, Ben?
This is a great question. The first viral video I was a part of was the first video I ever wrote and
Saw?
Shot.
The Saw?
No, it was this.
The date getting broken up with on Valentine's
Day? No, it was called Cheating. It was done many, many years ago before RejectedJokes.com went on. I was like, so I did this do this website called RejectedJokes.com, and the idea was I was freelancing jokes for David Letterman's monologue, and all the jokes that wouldn't get picked up, I was going to film myself doing on stage. You guys remember this at all?
Yeah, yeah.
You filmed yourself doing it on stage, and I knew that nobody knew who I was, so I wanted to try to do a video to get people to care about the website.
This
so
was when, 2004?
Man, 2005? I mean, it could be, by the way. We can look it up. It could be. That's also a good. I don't know if I ever told you the story. So I did a video called Cheating. I was wearing the Burger King mask. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So back in the day, there was like this commercial where this guy in the Burger King mask, anytime he showed up, whatever was happening, people were like, fine.
Like
all of a sudden, everybody was happy.
Yeah. I remember this video and I didn't remember that it was you.
Yeah, it was mine. I have Sarah Burns, who's been in a bunch of stuff since, Greg Tuculescu. So I come in and I'm making out with Sarah Burns and I'm cheating.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm
awesome. Jenna Jameson style.
She's in the Parisian fashion. She's cheating on her. I'm obviously the person that she's cheating on.
Yeah,
her
obviously, because you wrote it, you fucking
filmed
pervert.
It at my parents' house on my mom and dad's bed.
Hotter than I even thought of.
Bill Buckendorf.
Where you were conceived?
I believe Bill Buckendorf. Shot it. Maybe I'm incorrect. Bill Buckendorf, who ended up doing a bunch of my stuff at the beginning, he was amazing.
What happened to Buckendorf?
He was great. He was unbelievable, and he was kind with his time, and I didn't know anything, and he taught me quite a bit. He directed the first couple of videos I did.
Wow.
So I think it was him. I apologize if it wasn't. Maybe it was. I think it was. So we shot, and the whole idea is that I'm cheating on, I'm cheating with this girl, or whatever. And the husband comes in, and I run to the closet, and he sees my sneakers on the floor, and he freaks out. And he's like, "Where the fuck is he? I'm gonna find him right now and kill him." He takes a baseball bat, opens the closet door, and I have the Burger King mask on, and he just like smiles. And I get away, and he's like, "Oh!" And the music comes on,
yeah.
And I get away with it. So I did it. I uploaded it
to where? This was before YouTube.
Yeah, I wonder where. Maybe YouTube just. Oh no, I don't know where I uploaded it. It must have been to YouTube. Must have been right when YouTube started.
Okay, so it's like 2006 or 7.
YouTube started in like 2005.
Earlier than that,
2004.
Man.
I mean, it started.
Or maybe I uploaded college on College Humor. Humor. It was College Humor before YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, then I uploaded it on. I wonder. I uploaded it somewhere, and then the person, and I put rejectedjokes.com on the bottom so people know to come to their website.
Nice.
Someone took it, cropped out rejectedjokes.com.
Naturally.
That still happens.
Posted it.
Sorry about that.
And it got 35 million views, and it was huge.
It got 35 million
views?
Yes.
Maybe more. It might have been 50 million, because it was before there were a lot of videos on the internet.
Okay.
And by the way, and I was so upset, and you're right. Nobody knew to go to my website, and it didn't do that. And nobody knew who I was yet, so it didn't do anything for me. And so
again, I am sorry about that.
No, it was you.
Yeah, because I wanted to make videos.
I forget who it was, but I remember in the username it was either a Scottish reference or an Irish reference.
Yep.
But I remember being so excited that I had a video, but so bummed that it didn't do. The whole thing was supposed to be a marketing tool to get whatever. But that was the first one I ever did. It's called Cheating. You can look it up on the internet. I will look like a baby in it, and Sarah Burns will look like a baby in it, and Greg will look like a baby in it.
So watch Cheating. And then when do you do your best writing?
I think Jesse Stern, who is a writer friend of mine who's written on a bunch of stuff and wrote video games, who I think is very smart, had a great saying that now that we're on our phones and on the computer all day, we're inputting information just in our brains. We're like, oh, reading, and then we're like, okay, I gotta write. You can't just change the like rapid input to output. It like slowly goes back out. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like if the engine is going full throttle the other way and now it's time to write, it doesn't just immediately go full throttle the other way. It like slows down on input and then slowly goes back. So I think there when it's time to write, you have to stick at it. You have to, for me, it's in the morning-ish. It's just knowing that I have to know I have a certain amount of time. Yeah. If I'm like, I only have like 20 minutes, I can't write. I need to sit because I know I'm going to mess around on the computer. And so I like sit and stuff like that. But
is messing around on the computer part of the process for you, or do you wish you would just disconnect?
There's part of it where I sometimes undo my Wi-Fi. I go to a place to write and I don't get the Wi-Fi password. But then oftentimes I'll have to look up shit while I'm writing. And I'm like, fuck. So I'll go on my phone or something like that. But it matters. If I have a deadline, I'm also very, I've been doing it for a while now, so I'm very,
strict.
Yeah. With myself, I'll just like, yeah, I'll write a lot for a lot of hours just cause it's a job. That's how we make money. So, but I would say give yourself enough time, put yourself in a place. If you get distracted a lot, I put jazz in my ear sometimes just because if I have songs with words in it, I concentrate on the words in the song.
Utah Jazz?
Same.
Utah Jazz, yeah. Put like Karl Malone, John Stockton.
And what are they doing?
Byron
Just
Allen.
Just interviews?
Stadium?
Just interviews?
Yeah, yeah. I like to listen to podcasts from the 90s with like Stockton and stuff like that. Why is Short Sister Short? Why is he the dirtiest player in the world?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so you're listening to that. You're writing. You're disconnecting.
Yes.
And you like to spend
time. And also, right, if you think of something, what I do is I put it in my notes app on my phone. So I have a list of ideas. So if I find myself not inspired at that moment, I could look at this list app. This is more back in the day. I could look at the list app and see if any of these ideas spring something to me.
It's so much harder to write one person. Jake and I write together, and we find that a lot easier.
I find it hard sometimes to write with two people because you have to work with the other person's schedule, and then and then also you might disagree on a lot of stuff, and that'll slow down the whole process. But we wrote a movie together. Three of us wrote a movie together that we're going to see if we can get people to care about.
And I thought it was very efficient. We wrote
it faster. So you guys would like write garbage, and then I would rewrite it. So everybody wrote garbage, and I kind of like fixed it, right?
No, I mean, sometimes we would write good stuff, and you would improve it. And
I was throwing
you would
shit. I was throwing shit at the wall.
Yeah, you were just barely.
You saw like when you would be like, "Oh, Jake, you have to do 17 yes. pages." I would turn in 48 pages.
But to
like,
be fair, didn't you guys
it was just gobbledygook?
Did you guys write separately for that?
Yeah,
which doesn't happen often, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
Oh, it does happen.
It does not.
Oh, it does not.
Yeah,
I thought that was cool. So we split it up where it's like Amir does a certain amount of pages, Jake does a certain amount of pages, I do a certain amount of pages, and then we would all check each other's work. So
yeah,
I found that to be very cool.
It was you wrote 10, and then you passed it to me and I would revise your 10 and add 10. And then Amir would revise my 10 and add 10. Then you would revise Amir's 10 and add 10.
Yes.
10 and 10, we called it.
Swings.
It was, I had never, we kind of invented that.
No, I actually got it from the Thomas Lennon Ben Grant book.
Is that true?
Yeah.
But they only do exactly two at a time. So we did the three.
Is that
one.
True, really?
Yes.
Oh, you never told me that.
I wouldn't have done it if I knew that. That's how successful Hollywood writers do it. I'm not interested anymore.
It was great. That movie will hopefully one day get made.
That'd be fun.
One of us has to get more famous.
I'm working on it. Let's take a break.
Dibs, absolute dibs.
I'd rather not take a break. I want to thank a sponsor right now.
Yeah, we're going to thank a few sponsors. We'll be right back.
It's a movie I did with Jet Plus and Edie Falco.
And we'll be right back
after this commercial break.
We
went to Toronto.
Starting now.
If you want to see it.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul, yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we're back.
Whoa, baby, baby, it's a back world. It's hard to get by just upon a back girl.
Oh, wait, Ben, you haven't been with us since we started our new segment. Do you have any?
Oh, it's a little bit. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. What was that?
Of course it didn't make sense to you.
Why would it?
Naturally, it's meaningless.
What was that?
It came
Jake,
out
get off
of the
your
blue.
Phone. I hate when you're on the phone during the podcast. Oh. I'm here with you guys. And what are you even checking? Nothing. Nonsense.
I felt it vibrate.
Ugh, then put it away.
It's vibrating still, Ben. Yeah, put it,
please, I need to know.
I just need to put it on silent.
There's nothing that feels worse than somebody telling you to get off your phone.
I know, that's true. It's terrible.
Bad.
I hate that.
But everyone's
also
on
because
their phone.
If you don't do it a ton also and someone catches you, you're on your phone all the time. You don't get to tell me to be on the phone.
Because everyone's on their phone all the
Always.
Time.
Always. It's terrible.
So it's Black
fun to Mirror.
Call
do you know what Black Mirror means?
Yeah.
What?
No. Oh, I thought you were saying, do you know the show Black Mirror?
I'm checking out today.
Okay, cool. I know what Black Mirror means.
Tell me what Black Mirror means.
It's when you look into a mirror and you can't see your reflection.
What do you think Black Mirror means, Amir?
I just mean that when you look in your reflection and you can't see yourself.
No. Do you know what it means for real? I thought it was brilliant. I just
do
found
not
out.
Know.
You do not know.
I do not.
Pick up your phone. This is everybody. If everybody wants to know what Black Mirror means, this is what I was told it means.
Okay.
Don't touch any of the buttons on your phone. Just look at the screen.
Yeah.
And it's a Black Mirror.
That's beautiful.
Well, when I lift my phone, it activates, so I can't really see that unless I actually
that's awesome.
One of those fancy.
Wait,
very
load up a
phone.
YouTube video. That's really
sometimes
funny.
I do like when I'm like, you know, watching porn or something, and I'm just
you
like,
do love
the
porn.
Grossest I've ever been, and I like go to a new tab and I like see just you get your reflection.
Yeah.
Or if you clear your screen and you just like see what you look like,
yeah.
Your face, dead eyes.
Or what about when you're
12 years ago? I put it on YouTube.
Yeah, I actually just pulled it up, the rejected jokes.
I want to see who, I want to make sure it was Bill.
Look at this. Just Ben fucking necking in his parents' bedroom in upstate New York.
A long time ago when I was a little baby.
You don't look that different for this being like 12 years ago.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, Cameron editor, Bill Buckendorf. See?
Good man.
And he directed it, but he didn't give himself the credit. Was he embarrassed?
Of course.
Absolutely. So... Ben, the segment is unsolicited advice, a bit of advice you have that nobody really asked for. So, for example, I said, people should buy a water pick. It's good for your oral hygiene. Jake suggested reading
Cottonelle
the Game
wet
of
wipes.
Thrones.
Have you done that yet?
No.
Great.
Okay, that's your piece? What
Cottonelle
is it?
Cottonelle wet wipes.
Sell
for,
us on it.
For Cottonelle wet wipes, do you guys not use wet wipes when you go to the bathroom?
I do
no,
not.
No, they're terrible for the environment.
No, they're not. They're biodegradable and they dissolve in the toilet.
Wow.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it.
I mean, that's what they've made them to be just like that.
But like everything is biodegradable. It just takes a really, really, really long time.
That's
love,
it. Like,
I love how many reallys you popped in there.
Thank I love
you.
That. All right. So sell me on it because I don't really give a shit about
Cottonelle wet wipes. It's just, it makes it so it's not as abrasive with your with
So
your
walk me through
paper.
Your process. Are you take the log.
You take I take one of the Cottonelle wet wipes. I
oh,
cut
you start
it in,
with it first.
Yeah, of course. I cut it in half.
Yep.
And then I do a wipe, and then I use the other half, and I wipe, and then you can do dry once or twice to make sure you're good. If you want another Cottonelle, just to make sure. But it just makes it smoother. Everything's better. Everything's cleaner.
Are you squatty pottying?
No, I've tried it once or twice, but I don't understand it.
Have you used a bidet?
No.
We're pretty big into bidets.
Yeah, I like bidets.
I got a bidet in my house. We got a bidet in the office. It changes.
But bidet, that's all, folks.
Nice. Porky the Pig in Europe taking a shit.
I don't like Jake today.
Really?
No, I love him. To be honest, I love Jake always.
And then
Jake
me?
And I had a little private lunch the other day. It was great.
Oh,
we had
yeah.
a really good lunch.
Where'd you end up eating?
We had a hearty
Sweet
grain
greens.
Bowl.
It was good.
That's nice.
I actually got an amazing parking spot. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I had to park somewhere else for more money. It was so boring.
I'll post a picture of my spot.
That's nice.
I took a photo.
You are the parking king after all. Bidet, you don't have to use wet wipes. It shoots water up your asshole, and then you
but
just
But then
use
how does that
dry.
Work? How does it get... You have to still wipe, of course. You
yes,
have to get the
but
shit
just
out.
As you do after... No, you have, you wipe less, but
it doesn't
just
shoot
like
the water
the
up your ass.
Yeah, but then isn't the toilet paper wet when you're wiping your ass?
Yeah.
This just sounds terrible.
Well, isn't the,
more
the
shit
wet wipe is wet
Yeah,
when
but
you're
there's protection. It's wet on both sides, so there's protection between... Toilet paper just crumble on that wet asshole.
No, you got to use a thicker ply. A single ply one would crumble. That's correct. You're right to think that.
Right?
Well, you dab your asshole dry.
Blue Iguana. It's me and Sam Rockwell. It's coming out in August.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
It's a movie. It should be really good. I have a weird mustache in it.
Imagine somebody hosing down your little butthole every time you take a shit. Wouldn't you do that if you were infinitely wealthy? Hire someone to do that? The bidet does that.
That's your dream?
It's is a sort of a
you,
friendship.
If you had all the money, you get a man or yes, a woman to...
No, it would definitely be a man, an older man.
You would get
a
gardener. How old?
You'd get a gardener for your
88.
Ass.
Yes, an ass gardener of sorts.
Well, wouldn't it be a plumbing man then? A gardener? He's not really tending to much.
The gardener would be the one who flushes
it's just
toilet.
The hose.
How do you cut the hair? How do you cut your pubic hair and the hair where your asshole is?
I'm so glad you asked. I actually did that this morning.
Really?
Yes. I'm about to go away on a trip, and before I go on a trip, I always like to cut my pubes. And
can you tell me how you do it? What the process is? Are you allowed to keep this on podcast?
I don't do anything with the ass hair. I don't have a very hairy ass.
Oh, you're like got that wizard's beard down there, right?
Yeah. I have a long. Well, I have a very well. Like right now, I dress my pubes to the left. So my testicle hair goes down to just above my
the visual head. Of him showing me probably works better than what
you have a high fade. Wow, that's really cool.
That is crazy.
It's
you
a
got
one
a Z
into
in your
a throw,
bro.
That's right.
When I can't jump.
Thanks. When I wear my shorts, you can see my little nut hair all the way at the bottom.
That's cool.
When I wear my shorts, you can see my little nut hair all the way to the bottom. All right.
Don't just repeat shit that I say, because like
that is
then
what
it
said.
Makes me feel bad that I said it. You know,
yeah,
like I
yeah.
say shit and then
that's
I forget
why I
that
repeat.
I said
we're
it.
Doing the pilot for Wrong Mans. It's the new pilot I'm producing and I am starring in.
That's
so
like,
if you miss me from television,
no.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be the
is
lead
it for
with
Showtime?
One other person. No, it's for Showtime.
I'm such a big Showtime fan. I told you this. You
I know.
Me. I just love Showtime.
Well, maybe you
I
can
love
help
their
out
programming.
Somehow.
What
I
do you,
watching?
What do you like?
I was watching Patrick Melrose last night.
How was that?
Patrick Melrose.
I'm excited for it. No, I'm excited for it.
And I love
it's
Billions.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
And I love Homeland.
You're
and I love the night
maybe
manager.
Come to the Showtime parties with me if we get picked up.
Oh, my God. Please. I just want to shake
I'm very excited. That's the thing I'm the most excited about right now. It would make me so happy if this it's an American version of a UK show and we're changing it
and
now.
We'd love to be involved as well.
You showed me that pilot like a year or two
ago. I've been working on trying to get this together for years
and I feel like I really helped get it across the finish
line. You did.
And
how's
I appreciate that?
Well,
what
think
did
about
you do?
It. He got LASIK.
Okay.
You remember that?
Unrelated.
So when Unrelated. I shave when I shave my pubes, I go electric razor and I just go an 8 on the pubes themselves.
Do you
and
ever
then I
hit...
just go down to a 0.5 on
oh,
the shaft
so you,
balls.
You put a you put a barrier between it. It's not just the razor.
It's not straight razor. That scares me too much. But like at a 0.5, it's like basically nothing anyway.
You ever clip yourself or no?
I made myself bleed this morning.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
It bites you. It bites you. Is what
but it's
it
just
does.
A tiny little
you.
Bite.
And your scrotum has grooves in it. It's not just like a smooth little bowling ball. It's got little nips and
yeah,
those hills
but
get,
it was such
get
a...
pricked by the little razor blades.
It was a really nothing bite.
No, it's not a nothing bite because it'll nick you and it absolutely will snake bite you.
So do you not? What do you do to trim your shit?
So what I do is I get the same guy that hoses down my asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he will sort of
huge
put
shears.
He'll put the shaving cream
so
on.
So now
right?
he's a gardener.
He absolutely is a gardener.
And then yeah. he'll use a lot like a haircut, sort of like stretch the hair out and then trim. So like he just get he eliminates the split.
And how old did you say he was?
88.
88. We all know how old, Jake. Don't remind us.
Do you have a female name, Ben? We have another question to answer.
Do we know where she's from?
She is from, let's say, Chicago, Illinois.
You just made that up?
Yeah.
Shally, S-H-A-L-L-E with an accent over it. Chalet.
I like that.
Chalet Monet.
Ooh.
But it's spelled M-O-N-E-T.
I know.
Nice.
Chalet Monet. That's a great name.
That's a good porn name, dude.
That's a great... God, you're obsessed.
Really
do you watch
am.
Porn today?
Yes.
At 11:48?
I really almost rejected
before,
it out of it.
Before,
like, oh, Ben, shut up. Like, yeah, actually, I
before
did.
Or after you shaved your pubes?
After.
Because you wanted to work him out.
Work.
You wanted to see what you're working with.
I didn't masturbate. I just watched it.
Oh, really?
You do that?
Every once in a while.
You'll just watch it just to, like,
what do you
say,
mean, like,
you
morning,
do?
Like a morning talk show?
Well, I knew I wanted to get...
Like KTLA?
I wanted to go to the post office, but it wasn't going to open until 8.
Of course. So far, that's fine.
So I was like, I'll respond to some emails.
Yep. That's
correct. It just ends up like all like anybody else's yep. normal
just like
day.
Other people like surf the web. Like you probably
yes.
read like a Warriors.
Yeah, just a little recap. See what the players
I
are saying.
I'll look at ESPN and I'll check out my Instagram or Twitter
or
check my emails at that cat over the night.
Not me. I checked out.
Jake puts on reading glasses.
I check out the porn aggregator and see if there's anything new.
There's a website called Porn Aggregator?
No. There's just a couple websites that I like that aggregate the porn.
And then you're like, let's just see what's new today.
Yeah, like to see what the updates are.
It's like news
are.
To you. It's
what's
like porn news.
Oh yeah, we talked about this. You're like a RedTube guy or something, right?
No. That's too
I've
basic
never been
for
to
me.
RedTube.
I mean, RedTube is a mirror. I go to veporn.net or yourporn.sexy.
Wow.
Yourporn.sexy.
That's right. I go to fucking Bickle.com. Do you ever go to Bickle?
No.
I don't think so, because it's a goddamn Russian site.
Is that true?
I have to Yes, I go to these sites that steal full videos from the pay sites.
What about, so if someone stole your videos and didn't give you any money for it, wouldn't you be pissed off?
That happens all the time.
Do you? It's true, yeah. Oh, God.
Bickle writes.
No? Sinead Monet.
Of course. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost... Sanford and Son?
No.
What's this from?
That's Pink Elephants.
Got it.
It's probably been in The Simpsons before. That's why you've heard of it.
I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 4 months, and neither of us have had the guts to say...
You guys didn't answer the other guy's question. Where do you like to write? What makes you more... When do you feel inspired? You just zoomed over.
I was saying it helps to write with a friend. Set a schedule and write with a friend.
Okay, that what time do you like to write, or where do you like to write?
I'm more of a morning guy.
I treat it like a day job. Yeah.
You got to.
11 to 5.
I think if you want to be serious about this, obviously, if you have another job, totally understand, but make some time before or after that job starts to treat it like a job.
Yeah.
You also don't turn creativity off. Like sometimes Amir and I will just like text or email each other and be like, yep. I had an idea for this. But like when we do, it's like, okay, now we have a leaping off point for tomorrow at work.
And when you feel yourself going, let yourself go. Like don't, whenever I'm like on a little roll, let yourself go until you're like exhausted.
Yeah.
Writing can be really fun. It can also be incredibly frustrating. Know that all three of us in this room have felt both of those things desperately.
That's right. Writing block exists, and then like getting in a groove exists where you're writing.
Also,
really
not wanting to write exists. If that happens, give yourself something to be inspired by.
Or change your job. All right. I've been dating my boyfriend for
What's
almost...
What's this person's name? Don't say Bickle.
Sinead Monet.
Nice.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 4 months now, and neither of us have had the guts to say, I love you. Is that a bad sign? We were friends before we started dating, but we've been serious for a while. Should I just say it? I don't know. That's scary. Help.
I actually think this can be scary.
Well, it's sort of obvious. Like,
well, Jake, you never said I love you, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've never loved anybody, so it's fine.
I say I love you to you.
Oh, yeah. I love you.
Wow, that was fast.
That's the first time I ever said it.
Oh, my God. How's it feel?
I'm crying.
Your flaps are
flapping. Yeah, my flaps are leaking. I think that if it's don't say I love you just because it's been 4 months and you think that's the right thing to do. If you're scared, then it sounds like you're not ready to say it.
Yeah, you can take as long or as little as you want. There are norms out there that you feel like you have to follow. You don't have to follow.
What would you say is average-ish?
4 months.
Four to 6 months. I think you should take it at your own time. But if you feel it, if you're like, oh my, also if you're too young and you're like, not too young, if you're young and you're like, I think this is what love is, you're going to find that there's different versions of love as you grow up. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I've written movies about this where it's like there's different versions of love. At the beginning, you sometimes may feel like you're in love. But if you feel it and you want to share it with someone, say it. If you don't feel it, do not say it just because you feel like now is the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think this is a strictly American problem? Do other languages have this thing? I don't know if like...
Of course they say I love you in different languages.
But the idea of like when to say it seems like such a monumental thing, but like I don't know if that exists in other cultures.
Wow, so you're almost saying like there's so much weight to the term here.
Yeah, like in Hebrew...
Because like the actual word love.
In Hebrew, like and love is the same word. So there's no like, I like
What's
you.
What's the word?
Ohev.
How would you say I love you?
Ani ohev otcha.
And would it be the same exact way as I like you?
Yes, ani ohev.
And like in Spanish, you would say te amo.
And that means I like
you. No, that means I love you. Yeah. Te amo.
But like, is that like a moment for 20 like,
something
in different
something.
Cultures?
Te amo.
Well, think about this. When you look at all these like passionate movies, whatever, you'll still see that moment of like, I love you or something like that.
Yeah. I think it's a big
thing. So like, that can happen quickly in, let's say, Italy, where people say that
well, let's
like,
ask,
after the first
so
date.
Amir's email, if you have the answer for
no,
this,
you don't have to say my email. You can just
tweet
at
Amir
me.
Just tweet
it at Jake and Amir.
Okay.
It feels like a declaration of love is always a moment because it's like a point where you're vulnerable in front of somebody.
And I, by the way, you could be scared by it. Of course you could be scared by it. And you could be unsure by it. I feel like as you get older and you feel it more times, it'll be easier to do. I've also, I would hold off on saying I love you quite a bit because it feels like such a big thing. A, that was half me putting it on myself. But B, then I allowed myself with my friends. Like I'll tell Jake and Amir I love them. Amir's a little bit harder to say I love you back, but Jake will always say it. Yeah. If you feel like you love your friends, it doesn't mean you're in love with them, but I say that more also.
But did you grow up in a house where you say I love you at the end of every conversation with your parents?
I don't think so.
Do you go, bye, I love you, at the end of like a phone call with your dad or mom?
I don't know. I talk to my dad and mom so often. I don't know. Did you forget to put the card in?
Oh, is that an issue?
I don't know. I think I love you just as big in terms of relationship because it's a step. You're taking a step.
Have you ever said I love you and not meant it?
I'm sure when I was in high school, I said I love you back. I wouldn't have said it first because I didn't know what to do. But that's also when I was a little kid.
What about this
stigma? Although maybe I haven't. I'm pretty good about it. It's one of those things. I also don't like lying to people. Or I don't say I promise either. I don't like saying I promise.
Really?
Because there's always a chance that I cannot pull it off or whatever. Like, well, I'll be there, I promise.
Promise us something right now.
I promise I'm going to be sitting on this couch in 2 seconds.
Well, standing up. He's standing up. You fucking liar.
He fucking left the room.
Is there anything to the guy has to say it first? That seems to be like a generally agreed upon thing. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case. I think anybody could say it.
Yeah.
Also, you kind of feel it. Like, if you feel it, you shouldn't hold back unless you think it's going to scare the person away.
I think if you feel it after like one day,
this is a good question.
You got to like take societal norms into it a little bit. You don't want to blurt out "I love you" at the end of your first date.
Yes, I agree, because you may feel it immediately, but then tell them later on, like, you know, I felt this since, you know,
yeah, exactly,
date two when we went to see Venom and Tom Hardy was just like so cool.
Yeah,
I love Tom Hardy and you.
Yeah,
and you. Yeah, you can do that if you feel uncomfortable. Say I love Tom Hardy and you.
How are the gym sessions that you've been doing recently going, Ben?
Gym sessions?
Do you like going to the gym?
Oh, I've been rapping. We're calling it the gym sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like to get into the gym. I call it like where I work out.
That's cool.
Yeah, so if you give me any word, I can kind of rhyme off it.
Okay.
Give me where it goes.
Curling.
Curling, here I go. Curling with the burling.
Nice.
So stuff like
What's
that.
What's burling?
You said curling with the burling. The one rhyme you did.
Like, you have any other ones you want
to
throw?
Sure.
Go hit it.
Force. I'm giving you easy ones.
Force myself to be the best because I'm forced.
Okay, so what's forced? Huh? Every time the rhyme
also,
is the part
rhyme
that
with forced.
Yeah,
right.
Give me a word. You're not listening.
You forced. You made up a word and it still didn't rhyme.
No, go
any okay. word. Barbell.
Barbell. I'm picking up a barbell because I know welt.
Why did you add the tip? Yeah, you could have just ended it.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
When you think about yourselves,
yeah,
and what you want to accomplish.
Uh-huh.
What's the end goal for you? Is there an end goal?
Cash.
Do you guys want your... No, it's not cash.
Okay.
Do you guys want your own TV show?
Money.
No, it's not money.
Sorry.
Do you want a movie? What do you want to do? What makes you... What most excites you now that you've done a billion episodes of this?
Fortune.
You've done 100,000 web videos.
Fortune.
Not money. Okay. And so is there... What really drives you? I think your listeners would want to know. If there's like a next big thing, what do you think that big thing is?
I want to be a billionaire.
Jay, Amir's looking for acorns at the end of the day.
In my head, he's got to be looking for goddamn acorns.
What
he put his puffy goddamn cheeks.
Is a nut.
Yeah, you're
acorn.
A goddamn chipmunk and you know
he
that
wants
for a goddamn
to hide
pack.
In a tree.
I'm telling you, I want money.
Live
you, yeah, money. Money, yeah. Money in a tree, maybe.
I think you want to... Yeah, you just want a big tree.
If there was money in a tree, would you go up and get it?
Yes.
Would you scurry up and get it?
I would... I'm not necessarily scurry.
And do you have a bushy little tail?
No, I do not have a bushy
tail. Do you have a tail?
No, I do not have a tail.
What do you have next to your butt?
I have a little bushy little
That's a bushy
bone.
Tail. That's a tail.
I have a tail bone
that's
bushy.
Yeah, but is there hair on it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fur. You got a bushy tail.
You have a bushy tail.
But I'm not a chipmunk.
What do you want to do? What's your next thing?
I think I would love to have a TV show.
Would it be like Lonely and Horny or what would it be?
Yeah, something like Lonely and Horny would be my ideal. Something where like... I was more
Jake
writing.
Directed those, by
yeah,
the way.
I would like. I would rather direct. I'd love to direct Amir in something. And
but you don't want to act anymore.
I don't mind acting. I like it, but that's probably what makes me the most excited is writing something and directing something, but also specifically with Amir in it because I think I get such a kick out of him.
Yeah, you're the one.
Yeah, I like the idea of like Amir being
the one
my
guy
muse.
That gets a kick out of Amir.
Yeah, that's true. I'm the only guy that likes you, man.
That's not true.
All right, let's raise our hands. Raise your hand if you like Amir.
I'm raising my hand. Jake's raising his hand. That's
you don't get to. You don't get to vote on yourself.
All right, fine.
Where was my hand?
Ben.
Ben, what?
Hook me up. Ready? Ask again.
Hook me up.
Ask again.
You're asking him to raise his hand.
Ask again. Ask again.
What is he going to hook you up with? Who in this room likes Amir? Raise your hand.
Ben, help me.
I'm not going to help you out.
All right, just Jake.
You should be happy, man. I like you, and that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. Hey, man, if I want to do a movie with you instead of, but it would mean that you could never do movies with Amir. I want to do one movie with you, but it means you could never work with Amir again. Would you do it?
Yeah, let me answer this. This is a big old hell no from Jake.
Jake said in a heartbeat.
Jake feels bad answering, but I'll answer for him.
Ben is an actual bona fide celebrity.
And he's actually a little offended.
You're a nobody. The only reason I want to make shit with Amir is because he's the last guy on earth. Jonathan would say yes.
Ben, if I brought it up.
If I got and your ear, reason, I have a script. It's something I wrote for Amir, but he couldn't hack it.
Is because he's
he'd never be able to play his part. Only you could do it.
Even propose such a question.
Amir's a fucking...
How dare
he's
you?
A chipmunk. What? Why would I make a movie with a chipmunk?
It was to ask that question, to put him in a position for him to stand there silently staring at you, wondering how you to politely tell you what you deserve to know, which is fuck no. He wouldn't accept that offer
in a goddamn heartbeat, Ben. And he would not I appreciate the opportunity.
He's doing. He's saying that because he feels bad for you.
I had to swallow my water.
Sorry about that. Good stuff.
So you're in?
Yeah,
cool. Totally.
And what do you want to do, Amir? Get cash?
I like to make money get turnt. I like to make money get turnt. I like to make money get turnt. So what I want to do is be a billionaire who just is fucked up all the time.
Night School. It's a movie I did with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. I don't have that big of a role in it, but I think it's really funny. I hope it's really funny. It comes out in September. I did a movie with Billy Crystal that hopefully will be
out.
Did
you shoot like 9 movies last year? What are all these credits?
By the way, this is going to sound like I'm bragging. I'm not trying to, but I have 7 movies coming out this year.
No, what sounded like you were bragging is the fact that every silence you started rattling off the credits.
It's funny when I think about it. I'm also in a TV show called Medal of Honor.
What TV show is that?
It's a Netflix show.
You
did
shot
one
7 movies in a TV show last year?
And I did Modern
year?
Family this year. And I sold a book and a TV show and then set up a different TV show.
Jesus.
But can I tell you?
Me and Amir were busy too. We had a half-sold show in Calgary.
Hey, we wrote a movie together. 3 of us wrote a movie together. It's not doing much, but we wrote a movie together.
How did you have time to do that with us? That was an honor for us, the fact that you squeezed us into your schedule like
that. We did make it work. There was a busy schedule for all 3 of us, by the way. All 3 of us were working hard that time.
Yeah, but I don't think I was doing anything important. You were like shooting a movie with Billy Crystal, and I went on a road trip with my brother or something.
How is your brother?
He's good.
But now I resent him, because I should have been doing movies, and instead I was just hanging out with his ass.
I wonder if that movie will get made. I think it's funny enough. I think it might.
Our movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's going to get made.
I think something will happen.
If nobody makes it, we'll fucking crowdfund it.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe we could just ask everybody that listens to this podcast to give us $5 million.
Yeah, it's going to be too expensive.
Yeah, it has to be $5 million. I feel like...
I bet we can make it for less. Maybe not.
Per person?
How much merch do you guys sell that you have so much in here?
Not a lot, clearly.
Oh, that's what I want to talk about. This is the actual plug. I came in to talk about my podcast, but also to talk about Middleditch and Schwartz going on tour.
Whoa.
So we are going on tour. When does this come out, this podcast?
Let's say June 4th.
And we have merchandise available. For the first time ever, Middleditch and Schwartz is merchandise. We have 3 different shirts, a sweatshirt. We have socks.
Whoa.
We have a sticker combo.
Can I get Middleditch and Schwartz socks?
Yes, and it has our faces on it. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool, yeah.
I want to see this.
I'll show you. I have a picture of it.
Do you have a website?
Middleditch and Schwartz.com, and you click on merch. It's right there on the front thing.
I'm in.
We're excited by it, man. So we're touring. We're doing – there's no tickets left outside of – Boston, we added a second show, so there's tickets at the Wilbur, which is a nice 1,000-plus person theater.
Holy shit.
And, but we're doing it, man. We're doing Vancouver, then Portland, but this will be out after that. We did the Ryman Auditorium. We're doing New York. We're doing Philly. We're going to come back to New York in a very special way, hopefully, because everybody was so cool, and we sold out in 6 hours. We sold 1,600 tickets in 6 hours.
That's insane.
Well, not that you need our support, but we've seen your show, and it's incredibly
funny. When are the dates?
Go on MiddleditchandSchwartz.com. It's all there. At the end of June. So the ones that are available is that second Boston show at the end of June. And then the other stuff will have already been through.
But I want to know the New York one for my personal...
Town Hall. I'm not quite certain it's the end of June.
Fine.
No.
I'll be there.
Good man.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be in New York in the end of June.
Oh, God. Maybe we hang out if I'm still there. I might have a little barbecue with my family if you want to come.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm going to
be there
the 4th
of July. You going to be there for then or no?
Yeah, I am.
All right,
I might be there too, yeah. Am I gonna?
If Jake is coming, we're at capacity. Are you definitely coming?
I'm definitely gonna be there.
He doesn't know that he's definitely coming. Yeah. I am definitely coming.
That's great.
Because I'm gonna be in Rye, which I think is really close to your parents, right?
I mean, it's not far. But
I can give him a ride if there's a spot, but if there's not.
You know, for me, and can you mute his ears real quick?
Sure. Okay.
Are they muted?
Yeah.
I'd rather not because obviously. Obviously, he's at the barbecue.
I can hear this.
It's going to be all
Don't say anything.
I'll tell him that my car is full. My car is full anyway, so I actually
can't put his ears back on.
Headphones.
They never went off.
Headphones.
Oh, yeah, I'll back you up. Put it off for a second.
All right. I can't.
So that part was definitely
make up a lie.
Yeah. Wait, you said turn. I have to turn his headphones.
I'm the only one.
Off.
Make
They're
up
off.
A lie, and headphones then I'll piggyback on that. I will get your back.
Sweet.
And just make it like believable.
Yeah. Okay. Totally.
Make up a lie, and I'll piggyback.
I can't come because I have to help my brother move that weekend. And
make up a lie, and I'll piggyback.
Because your brother's moving.
Yeah. Make up a lie, and I'll piggyback.
Oh, all right. That's a bummer. You know, maybe
that fills my car.
I heard you say make up a lie, and I'll piggyback.
That's a bummer.
That's too bad. But I'll be.
I heard you say that.
You'll be able to make it.
I'm going
to
be able to make it.
It's such a bummer. We are at capacity.
I want to come.
There's capacity at my parents' house.
I heard you say make
house,
up a lie and I'll piggyback.
So, and by the way, where's your brother moving in?
He's
Memphis.
Wait, headphones off. I'm going to turn the headphones off. I don't know where
he didn't turn.
I don't know where.
I don't know what knob you're pressing.
We don't know much about it. So just make it quick and don't do details.
I think he's going to move to fucking Tennessee. He has a new job in
Memphis in Tennessee.
Make it quick.
He has a new job in Tennessee and he's going to be a dentist.
Oh man, we should visit him in Memphis. All three of us, maybe.
I'd be down to do that.
Oh, can't.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
My car only seats two.
That's a bummer.
Make up a lie and I'll piggyback is what you said.
Give me a beef bowl and eat bok choy. I want to get lost in the sauce and soy and eat all day. I'm going to eat all day. Yay! Give me some and Dover soul. You never remember your part.
That was one of my favorite videos, and I was so sad I wasn't involved.
I remember you were at that time. You told me afterwards. You were disappointed that you weren't in the contest videos.
Yeah, it was because you guys started doing them when I was away.
Why did we start doing it without you?
Well, because you would come into town. You'd be like, let's shoot a Jake and Amir. But there was like a time, I think, when I was living in L.A., so I wasn't in the office. And you guys, all right, let's do these videos without Jake.
That makes sense. And I do remember really enjoying it. I do remember being like, we should do more of these, Amir.
They were really fun.
I thought they were so funny, but it also made
Amir
me so
Amir is very
sad.
True to you. I was like, why do we even need Jake?
Really?
I was like, I love him.
Wow. I don't know.
And then I learned quickly
that
why you need Jake.
Why is that?
Because he's attractive.
And then That's in awesome. Addition to people are attractive, and that makes it even better, right?
What?
Ideally, you want both people to be attractive. Like you said,
you just need one. Like
ideally, you do, but if you don't have that, then that's fine.
Yeah,
that's correct.
It's sustainable.
That's correct.
I mean, I'll take one is good, but two is better, and I feel like that.
Well, you're ugly.
Yeah.
Wow, that was
that was blunt.
That was you hit it on the nose.
That was more than Frank.
That was Larry. It was more than Frank. Ben, we've gotten to the end of the show. Is there anything you wanted to promote? Yes! Finally!
MiddleEasternChoice.com. That's a big one. Check out merchandise. It's our first time selling merchandise. I'm also thinking, I don't know, I keep thinking about it, I never do. I want to do a t-shirt store on my own where like a bunch of the money goes to charity.
That's nice. That'd be nice.
I got to get motivated to do that. I really want to do that. It's just I haven't had time to set up. But MiddleEasternChoice.com, we're selling shirts. We have a tech shirt. We have a portrait shirt. We have a stage shirt. We have a sweatshirt. We have socks. We have pins and buttons. And
where are you in the store at? Shopify?
That's where it is.
Great.
Do you know about Shopify?
I'm setting up a shop myself.
Are you really?
Yeah, for my other podcast.
Which other podcast?
Hurwitz and Middleditch.
Hurwitz and Schwartz.
Oh, I love that. What was that? Oh, and the wine podcast. It's called The Wine Down. It's on all the places right now. We've done 7 episodes. We were on the News and Noteworthy. We were on the top podcast thing. We lucked out that people are listening to it. But if you are a fan of this show, my hope is you'd be a fan of that one because it's the three of us being idiots, but next to like a sincere expert.
Yeah.
Someone who's put in their 10,000 hours in their field.
Check out our episodes and make us look good to the
wine
people.
We did the chipmunk.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Even if you want to just support Jake and Amir's episodes, it'll make it, wine guys will be really excited.
Exactly right. Maybe we'll host season 2.
We had a good time. No, come on.
I'm just saying.
We had a really good time, and Gallo and all those guys were so cool about it. So I hope to do more.
And thank you for coming on our show.
I mean, I got more time. Do you guys want to hang out for a little bit?
We got to go shoot.
It's 12:08.
If you're listening to this the week of June 4th, Jake and I are in Europe. We're in Amsterdam on Monday, June
4th. And guess who's going to be with them, baby?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I have my own chores I got to do, unfortunately.
Okay. And then we're going to be in Dublin on June 10th.
Now we're talking.
Okay, you're going to show us in Dublin?
Can't make it. I did last time do the O2 Sheffield. What was it called?
Shepherd's Bay.
You did
Shepherd's
all of our,
Bay.
Wait, you did two Dublin shows with us?
Yeah.
And
then a London show.
Yeah.
That was dope. And we're also going to London June 6th, but that show is sold out.
But, oh, cool.
Yeah, that'll be a good show.
London seems awesome.
Yeah, it's a fun city.
I wonder, when is that show?
June 6th.
June 6th.
Oh, you're going, so you're going, you're doing a whole European
vacation.
We're going
vacation. Amsterdam, London, Dublin this week. So come check us out, jakeandamir.com for tickets. All right, we got to go. Thank you for coming by. The Wind Down, Middle Edition Schwartz, and about 9 other projects to check out.
Do you mind if I plug some stuff?
Oh, yeah, as long as we're here.
Yeah. Go for it. DuckTales, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
These are just cartoons you liked growing up?
Yeah, I guess just like IMDb me or Google me and see what... Oh, go to rejectedjokes.com. Oh, I just revamped my website.
There you go. The last plug.
All the old stuff I've ever done on my website is now there in a new fashion where you can see it and it's easily to see. So you can see this cheating video. You can see all the old stuff. You can see all my stuff with Jake and Amir.
Wow.
Even outtake videos I have up there.
Wow.
So the website I've been running by myself for the past like 2 decades... You can, it's new, and thank you to Stella and Caitlin for making it look beautiful.
The opening theme song, again, was Justin Goncalves. This closing one is by Nick. If you have your own theme songs or questions, send them all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye,
Thanks
everybody.
For having me, guys.
Peace. There's a show wholesome and true. It's called If I Were You. It's an advice podcast hosted by two Jews. If I were you, here's what I'd do. I'd email if I were you. show@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.